cosmic rays and quantum errors. Key developments reported on June 25, 2025. Introduction. June 25, 2025, marked a day of significant, albeit concerning, developments in the field of quantum computing. While progress continues across various approaches, a key study revealed a persistent and substantial challenge: the vulnerability of superconducting quantum computers to environmental interference, specifically from cosmic rays and gamma rays. Furthermore, IonQ announced a notable achievement in quantum simulation, demonstrating the potential of trapped ion technology. This post will detail these two primary developments, offering a factual overview of the situation as reported on this date. Asterisk 1. Cosmic ray interference poses a major threat to superconducting qubit stability. Day's most prominent news centered around a research study published detailing the impact of high-energy particles on superconducting quantum computers. The study, conducted by an international team of researchers, focused on the behavior of qubits within a 63-qubit processor equipped with infrared muon detectors. The core finding is that correlated errors, specifically quasi-particle bursts, are frequently triggered by cosmic rays and gamma rays. Key findings of the research, asterisk. Bullet point, correlation identified, asterisk researchers were able to link over 80% of the observed quasi-particle bursts to gamma rays and the remaining 20% to cosmic ray muons. This level of correlation indicates a significant and demonstrable impact on qubit stability. Bullet point, qubit architecture vulnerability, asterisk the research specifically highlighted concerns regarding qubit architectures reliant on stable charge parity states. Superconducting qubits, a dominant technology currently employed by companies like IBM and Google, are particularly susceptible to these disturbances. Bullet point, infrared muon detection, asterisk the use of infrared muon detectors was crucial to the study. These detectors allowed researchers to pinpoint the origin of the errors, confirming the role of high-energy particles. The presence of these detectors suggests a growing awareness of this problem within the quantum computing community. Bullet point, error mitigation potential. Asterisk, the study also suggested that monitoring charge parity could be a viable strategy for error mitigation. By actively tracking these states, researchers might be able to detect and potentially correct errors in real time. Bullet point, scalability concerns. Asterisk, the identified vulnerability poses a serious challenge to the scalability of superconducting qubit systems. As quantum processors increase in size and complexity, the probability of encountering these disruptive events rises exponentially, potentially hindering the development of larger, more powerful computers. Implications for IBM and Google, asterisk. Both IBM and Google, leading companies in superconducting qubit development, are likely to be directly impacted by these findings. The research underscores the need for robust shielding and error correction strategies to ensure the reliability of their quantum processors. It also suggests a potential shift in research focus towards alternative qubit technologies that may be less susceptible to external interference. Asterisk 2, IonQ achieves breakthrough in quantum simulation. Adding to the day's news, quantum hardware startup IonQ announced a significant achievement in quantum simulation. The company demonstrated the ability to successfully simulate a fundamental nuclear decay process linked to matter-antimatter symmetry breaking. This phenomenon has never been observed directly in nature, representing a substantial milestone for quantum computing. Details of the IonQ breakthrough, asterisk. Bullet point, trapped ion technology. Asterisk, the simulation was performed using IonQ's trapped ion quantum computers, which currently feature 32 qubits plus 4 additional qubits dedicated to error mitigation. Bullet point, matter-antimatter symmetry breaking. Asterisk, the simulation focused on a complex process involving the creation and annihilation of matter and antimatter, specifically targeting the subtle asymmetries that arise in these interactions. Bullet point, novel simulation. Asterisk, this achievement represents the first time a quantum computer has been used to model such a complex and previously unobservable physical phenomenon. It highlights the potential of trapped ion technology for tackling computationally intensive simulations. Bullet point, error mitigation role. Asterisk, the inclusion of 4 additional qubits dedicated to error mitigation demonstrates IonQ's commitment to addressing the challenges of decoherence, a major obstacle in quantum computing. Significance of the IonQ achievement, asterisk. This breakthrough by IonQ has several important implications. Bullet point, validation of trapped ion approach. Asterisk, it provides further validation of the trapped ion approach as a viable platform for quantum simulation. bullet point, potential for scientific discovery, asterisk the ability to simulate matter-antimatter interactions could lead to new insights into fundamental physics and potentially accelerate the development of new materials and technologies. Bullet point, demonstration of error mitigation effectiveness, asterisk the use of dedicated error mitigation qubits suggests that INQ is making significant progress in reducing the impact of decoherence. Concluding summary of developments on June 25, 2025. June 25, 2025, saw two key developments in the quantum computing landscape. A significant study revealed that cosmic rays and gamma rays pose a substantial threat to the stability of superconducting qubits, particularly those used by IBM and Google. Simultaneously, INQ announced a breakthrough in quantum simulation, successfully modeling a complex matter-antimatter decay process using its trapped-ion quantum computers. While these developments highlight ongoing challenges, they also underscore the continued progress and potential of various quantum computing technologies. The day's events reinforce the need for robust error mitigation strategies and continued research into diverse qubit architectures. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.